Welcome, everyone. We have our panelists here all ready to talk about this glorious time of Christmas. I am Doris Pomonghui, and next to me is...
Pauline, excited to share the Christmas spirit with you guys.
Hi, everyone. I'm Campbell. Merry Christmas.
Hi, everyone. I'm Josh. I hope you have a very happy Christmas this year.
This is a nice season of the year. Christmas is on the 25th, but we celebrate it almost the whole month, but at least the last few days, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very special time, and it's called a joyous time, and there have been so many songs written through the ages about Christmas, but one that everybody always likes is Joy to the World, because joy is so important in our life. So let's start out with Heavenly Melody singing it for us. Are you ready?
Yes.
Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let your heart be fair.
Wow, isn't that a nice song, everybody?
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, that's not your usual Joy to the World, but the same words, a little different tune. How did you like that?
Oh, it was sweet. I was dancing in my chair here while I was
beautiful,
listening.
Wasn't it? But, you know, this is the most wonderful time of the year, and that's what the very first sentence says on page 36. Wouldn't you agree with that, Campbell?
Yeah, this is my favorite time of the year. It's definitely a wonderful time to celebrate this beautiful holiday.
Right, and you know, like it says right here at the beginning of the lesson on page 36, many of us would agree with the sentiment expressed in this popular Christmas song. But with all of the annual holidays on the calendar, what makes this season stand out? Read that.
Advanced Magazine has a gift for our friends. We'd like to share an original song written by Doris Brome and for this special occasion. It is our hope that, as you listen to the lyrics, you may gain greater insight into the importance behind Christmas Day.
Now, I'm not so sure what kind of a gift this is, but, you know, we always have to write songs. We write songs for Let's Talk, and but we don't usually write them for Advance. But I thought, you know, it would be good to us to have a little time. Let's just read that little poem part that I wrote. Would you read that?
I would love to. I'd be honored. Title is Christmas Time. Christmas is a special day wherever you may live. It's a time for peace and joy, a time to love and give. It's the time to show you care for people living everywhere. It's a gift from God above. He sent his son to teach us love.
So trying to make it simple, what it's really about is it is for peace and joy. And we can't have peace and joy without having love and hope. These words all go together, don't they, Campbell?
Yeah. So a lot of times when we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about peace and joy, and we're talking about people sharing love and how this season gives us hope for the new year.
Right. And, you know, this time of year in America and Germany and all over the world, people play a lot of Christmas music. It's the only time you hear it, and you've probably heard quite a bit of it. But we're going to have a few Christmas songs on our program, too, because music is also part of learning. And when we play the songs, listen to the words and the meaning. That's part of your lesson. It's not just music to listen to. It's your English lesson. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. I think that's a really good way to measure your continued growing skills in listening to English, is if you're able to pick up words as they're sung. That's a different skill. It's a higher level skill to be able to do that. So practice. See how many words you can catch. It's okay if you don't catch every single word, but try and see how many you can catch when you're listening.
And music is a good way to express things. But you know, the next column here, it talks about the fact is that Christmas is a special day wherever you may live. And so we want to get more insight into the importance of Christmas Day. Some people think of Christmas Day, they say, oh, it's a day when people have dances and give presents, and that's all they think about. Isn't that true?
And dinners. Sometimes
and
they
dinners,
think about the food,
Christmas
but
meals,
it's very
right?
true. That's the only thing they
commercial,
really think
Christmas
about.
Cards.
Christmas cards, exactly. Yes. Make sure you get all of them out on time.
Right. But it's really more important than that. It's very special, so we want more insight. Now, what does it mean to get more insight into something, Ken?
Well, we get more information about it, and we get to see more details about what's going mm-hmm. on. So we're going to get more insight into Doris's lyrics, and we're going to look at each line and talk about what each line represents.
Well, you know, the part here in the second column says that Christmas is a special day wherever you may live. One thing we have to realize is that we have national holidays in our countries and all, but Christmas is a universal holiday, and people celebrate it all over the world, don't they?
That's right. They may not celebrate it on the exact same day. I learned for the first time reading this article that some people celebrate it January 7th in Eastern Europe. But it's not really about the exact day. It's about what this celebration represents. And anywhere in the world, you can celebrate that.
Well, that's true, because it tells us here that in most of the Western world, December 25th is the national holiday. Isn't
right.
that true?
Yeah. So a national holiday is a day where people can get off of work and get off of school. They have a day off. But like Doris said, Christmas is actually celebrated around the world. And, you know, certain places might not have the day off, but people still celebrate the holiday.
Right. And like it says over here in the second column, in parts of Central and Eastern Europe, though, they have what they call the Orthodox churches. Those are old churches that have been going on for years and years, and we call them the Orthodox ones. They celebrate Christmas around January 7th. But some people celebrate it for a week or two, and so it doesn't really matter which day. It's the Christmas season, isn't it?
It's the season, exactly. In the entire season, we really get to share a sense of love for another, a sense of joy, and a sense of peace.
And it is true that there are a few regions where Christmas isn't acknowledged, where people don't pay much attention to it. But no matter when or if Christmas is marked on your national calendar, you can still recognize and celebrate its true significance in your heart. For those of you that might be listening in countries where they don't, can they celebrate with us?
Absolutely.
It says you too can celebrate the true significance of it in your heart. So we all want peace and love and joy, don't we?
I don't know anybody who doesn't want those things.
And you know, they say Jesus came to bring us peace, and we don't have a lot of peace, but he brings us the hope of peace, doesn't he?
Mm.
And that's why he came down from heaven, because the earth was kind of a mess and people were fighting, and Jesus came down to say, hey, I've got a place where there's no fighting and there's no sickness. And what's the name of that place?
Heaven.
Heaven.
Heaven. And people didn't know much about it. They had it written down in the holy book, but they didn't really know too much about it. So God sent Jesus, his son, down to earth to tell us so we would be sure that we know that this earth isn't our final place to live. What is our final place where we want to live?
Oh, heaven.
Heaven. And there's peace and joy. Is there any sickness in heaven?
No sickness, no crying, no death.
No death even. Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
So it's not just saying, oh, Jesus came to bring peace. Let's go more insight into this, because he gave us the gift of love. And God is love, isn't he?
God is love.
And we can't have any love without God. Mm-hmm. And that's what he came to bring us. So that's why this little song, when I write it in a lively way, because young people like lively music. You want to hear the song now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is for you today, this Christmas time. Let's hear it.
That was such a fun song. All right, so let's take a look at the second line of the song. It's a time for peace and joy. Now, this next section starts off saying that Jesus, God's Son, is often called the Prince of Peace. So it makes sense that during this Christmas time, when we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, that we're going to be talking and we're going to be thinking about peace.
So indeed, this is a time to be considering peace in our life and how we can share peace with others. And in the article, we have a beautiful example of sharing peace.
Well, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And there's always wars on earth. And we keep saying we wish we had more peace, but we have to have peace in our hearts, even though there's wars. But this idea of peace is very appealing to everybody. We all want peace.
Yes, we do. And like Josh said, this this article really does have a beautiful story about that. And it was just very heartwarming to look at and think about how ultimately we are all humans who desire peace in our life, no matter what side of
even if
of
we're
things
fighting
we're on.
With people, sometimes we still
exactly.
want peace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true? You read that one about what it says in history.
I would love to. Indeed, history records that in 1914, during World War I, British and German soldiers called for a temporary truce on Christmas Eve. Throughout the cold winter night, men could be heard singing Silent Night in their respective languages. When Christmas morning arrived, some of the soldiers tentatively left their trenches and shouted out greetings of Merry Christmas. For these men, even the reality of war could not diminish the Christmas spirit. The Christmas message is a reminder, though, that peace and joy are not just feelings reserved for a special season, but can be a way of life.
Well, I think it's very appropriate for us to hear that song that you've all heard many, many times. But Silent Night, people have sung it all over the world in so many different languages. And to think that these people who were fighting each other realized at Christmas Eve that they needed to think about God. Wasn't that a very special thing that happened that time?
It was a beautiful moment. You have to remember, this particular time in world history was something that was unprecedented, never happened before. This was a very, very terrible war.
Terrible
fighting, terrible
face-to-face soldiers, they're killing each other. It was terrible.
Dirty trenches, artillery, a lot of modern warfare that just caused for horrible things to happen. So to have a moment where the Christmas spirit took over everyone, even on opposing sides, and they were able to claim a truce or stopping fighting just in order to share peace and joy.
And I love that they had this moment, it seems, of realizing that they knew the same song. Even if they didn't have the same language to sing it in, they knew the same melody. And that moment of shared humanity and shared faith. Like, what a beautiful, striking moment in the midst of a really awful time.
And as we listen to it now, let's think of all the people that are in areas in the world where there are wars and there's fighting going on. And we might think of them that somehow we hope that they will get some kind of peace. When you see the pictures on TV and you see how so many places are being bombed and the kids are losing their parents and they have no homes, you just say, where is the peace? But let's just hope that somehow this silent night or this time of Christmas will bring some kind of comfort to people and that they will find some real peace. So let's listen now to Silent Night, thinking of the world today too.
Glory's dream.
So that was Silent Night, as people singing all over the world. But you know, the whole story of Christmas, you can read it in the Bible. It's very interesting to just read that story. And you might want to go to some place nearby where they're telling the Christmas story. There's all kinds of Christmas programs and rallies and things. So take part in it this year. Don't you think people should do that?
I think that's a great encouragement. If you haven't done so before, it'd be a sweet new thing to add maybe to your Christmas tradition.
If you have some place nearby, why, just go and meet with people and say Merry Christmas to them. If you don't have, I'm sure you can watch it on your mobile phone someplace, or your TV or whatever it is. But, you know, the story of Christmas is so good, because we know it's about Mary and baby Jesus who was born. But the story of Mary's boy child is such a beautiful song. And at Christmas, we always have a lot more music. So we're going to have more music on Advance today. I'd like you to hear, as Heavenly Melody sings for you, this song of the story of Mary's boy child.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. The shepherds watched their flocks by night. They saw a bright new shining star and heard a choir from heaven sing. The music came from afar. Joseph and his wife Mary, they came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear her child. Not a single room was inside. Born today, and man will live
love that Christmas music.
Oh, beautiful. Christmas music is such a huge part of the season to me. I'm so glad that we've included so much music in today's program.
Well, and we have one more day because this is the 23rd, but tomorrow will be the 24th, and it'll be Christmas Eve. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it and hear a little more Christmas music because, you know, it just doesn't seem like Christmas without Christmas music. Isn't that true, Josh?
You know, Christmas music was such a big part of Christmas for me, and just the joy that you get out of listening to so many wonderful songs has been just fantastic for every Christmas season.
So really, you're still learning English, but you're also learning more about God's plan for all of us for Christmas, so that we might live forevermore. And that's really exciting to think about. Never dying, living forevermore. And that's what God came down to tell us. We can live forevermore because of Christmas Day. So be here tomorrow and we'll talk about it again. See you then, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.